Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Viva Las Vegas by Elvis Presley, 1964 release. Simple, initial thoughts on Viva Las Vegas. You're going to understand today that there might be a theme, considering we will both be in Sin City next week.
You're going.
Yes, I feel like we've established that.
Okay. delightfully corny.
Okay.
I can envision Elvis on Beale Street at that little studio, or wherever the studio was in Memphis, Tennessee, ripping out that song. It has a distinct old-timey feel to it, right?
Yes.
It's pretty raw. It sounds raw. That at least that version, that cut, It's pretty raw. But, I mean, really timely selection. As I said, delightfully corny. Elvis is just ungodly good. Some of the lines in the song, again, corny. But,
yep.
But you know, talking about the gambling options.
You find yourself start to just bounce your head a little bit, though.
Yes, you kind of do.
Bob your head, maybe that's a better
8.
Phrase.
8.885.
Whoa!
8.885.
That's much higher than I thought. Where are you landing on Rudy? What do we think Rudy feels today? I don't think this is going to be very high.
He gave me a tell, kind of. When I gave my high score, he literally raised his eyebrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I have some lower than 5 for Rudy today,
okay.
I think.
Rudy gave it a 5.6.
Oh, okay. 5.3. Close.
Not for me.
Not for him.
That's what he wrote.
That's right.
On the grease board. Not for me.
Okay.
Rudy, I totally understand that.
Yeah.
That song is definitely not for everybody. We'll see.
Let's see it. Let's get to some reaction from the text line. Since Bill is not here, we cannot do it. Bird in Columbus gives it a 7. Shamai gives it a 9.
Wow.
Tulane Tanner gives it a 7. Officer McLeod in Columbus with a 6. John in Southeast Lincoln, 8.5. Jake in Hickman, 2.2. Guilt Nerd, 7.9. Mike in Dalton gives it a 0.9. Ryan in California with a 2.5. Joe in Boulder says, let's go, 8.5. Thunder Not Calling says, this is so unoriginal that it had to have been picked by One Lane. He gives it a 1. Craig also gives it a 1. Thomas in Lincoln says, Nick can't pick a good football team or a song, negative 30. Yikes. We have Jane gives it a 9.5.
Wow, they're all over the map.
How about this one? Jennifer and Hubby, potentially the highest scores I've ever received from them. Jennifer, 7.9, a Hubby, 6.8.
Okay.
Highest scores I've ever received
maybe
from Jennifer.
Ever
yes,
received.
Not that they've sent in, obviously.
Yeah, those are fairly 100%. Ordinary
yes.
Scores.
Yes, they are. Not for me, though. Not ordinary for me, I'm saying.
Okay.
Lyle in Omaha gives it a 6.5. We have Bird Mountain says it gives it a 6. He says, I wish I was in Vegas. Gavin in Pender with a 5.5. Let's see. Here we go. We got Kent that says, sorry, Nick. Sounds like Elvis is trying to be an auctioneer in that song. 2.2. Let's see. We've got Jeff from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania with an 8.7. A couple of more. Ron, 4.6. Travis in Ankeny, 7.5. And Doug in Harrison, Idaho, 3.3. Now, we can't forget about the YouTube stream.
No.
Can't forget about the YouTube stream. Let's start at the top here. We've got Nels in Montana with a 1.2. Brandon says Elvis is still the king. Chris with a 2.3. Nate gives it a 4. Boo Mercy, I hope I'm saying that correctly, 8.2. AJ with a 5. East Lincoln West says 6.3. BWD51, 3.0. Brady with a 4.6. Brad, 5.5. And last but certainly not least, Bolt says he's never been an Elvis fan, 2.5.
Bolt.
That's right.
Never been an Elvis fan.
There you go. So
not that I don't freak out over Elvis.
Yeah.
But he certainly made a mark in this world.
Yeah.
There you go. Good job. Hey,
thank
Slim,
you.
Good job.
Thank you. It's time to Aging Gracefully, sponsored by Treads Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires just south of Cortland on Highway 77. Visit TreadsCentralTirePros.com. Sip, it's time to age gracefully or not age gracefully. What do you got for us today?
Well, that's what it usually is, you know.
Yes.
It's about, usually this segment is about public humiliation, not all the time. In this case, it will be, but you got to counsel me through it. Here's the headline. Bill Bush likes a headline.
Sure.
So here's the headline. You try to keep life simple, but here comes pimple after pimple.
That's really good.
Thank you.
That's creative. It's almost like you're a writer.
You try to keep life simple, but here comes pimple after pimple in my 50s. What is going on?
So we've come to the conclusion we think it's ingrown hair.
In my beard.
In your beard, yeah.
So what do you do?
It's completely normal.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the reassuring tone of your words because off air you have not been reassuring at all.
I've been honest.
Surgery?
That is not true. I said you should go see somebody because I didn't think this is going to hurt your feelings. I didn't know if you were capable of standing in front of a mirror with tweezers and pulling out the ingrown hair.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I mean, I think I am.
Okay. By that response, I once again will say, just go see somebody.
When is this going to happen? Like, when do you do it? Like, how do you make an appointment with a dermatologist? Is that what you're suggesting?
Potentially. I would imagine you can go to a salon, go to a barber.
Okay.
Anybody? And just say, hey, I need my beard. Like, so here's the thing. So yesterday, I got what they call a lineup done,
okay.
Where it's basically just edges everything, makes it nice and clean and cut and straight lines and things like
good.
That. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. And part of it is he searches after he trims the beard, he searches for ingrown hairs.
Okay.
That's at least what my barber does.
Okay, so I didn't know I was going to have to go see some kind of professional.
You don't if you think that you can stand in front of a mirror and tweeze.
Yeah, I might do that. But I'm you know, I'm multiple. It's like three I'm going to have to deal with.
Yeah. Because now it's starting to spread.
Thanks.
But here's the other part is you got to stop touching your face.
I know.
That makes it worse.
Yeah, I thought just sit in the sun might do it. You don't think that'll do it?
Somebody gave you the idea to put toothpaste on your...
Yeah, a friend of mine said, put toothpaste, it'll dry it out.
I don't know, man. I'm just going to be honest.
But here's my theory. Okay, so you would say, well, how did this happen? You know what my theory is? Caramel. I bought I bought apples and caramel.
Okay.
And I got way too into the caramel on Sunday, Monday. You know, I forgot
about the apples.
No, I cut a slice of apple, then dipped it in the caramel, then it gets all over your face.
Okay.
And maybe it wasn't cleaned properly.
Now, here's what I'm gonna.
I sound like I need to be in a home.
Well, here's my thing, and this is probably going to draw some pushback from the text line, because people are going to say, Nick, you need to get more rugged, be more manly. Like, do you have a face wash at home? Like, do you wash your face at night?
Axe.
Okay, yeah, that's another reason why it's probably spreading.
Axe.
Okay.
Dial.
If you're in eighth grade, your skin can handle it. If you have a little more mature skin, you might not be able to handle it.
How about Dial?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I've scrubbed it.
You have a mix of young people soap and Axe.
Yes, I do.
And old people soap and Dial.
That's what I.
And it's not a problem. It's not a problem.
I mix them up in the shower.
I
go both.
Okay. I don't know. I think there's a lot that, you know, here's the deal.
Am I getting help on a text line?
Well, here's what I would say. Shave your facial hair.
Okay. Should I do that?
Would
shaving help? I don't know. Cause then you're just going to have those. That.
People are saying to exfoliate your face to reduce ingrown hairs.
Okay.
Diet sip. Acne is related to our diets. Yeah, there's the caramel.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm
there's the car.
Here's what I'm saying is I think that my advice to you, Sipple, in aging gracefully,
yes,
as I'm 30 years younger than you.
Yeah. No, well, you're helping me age gracefully.
Is at the end of the day, anything that you do is going to be better than what you're doing right now. Do one thing differently.
I don't know if you just pluck
exfoliate. Okay. You can just scrub your face. You could trim your beard or your goatee.
Uh-huh.
Trim it. Uh-huh. And then search for an ingrown hair.
Uh-huh.
However, it's going to be tough to trim it now over the pimples.
Right.
So it's going to hurt. You don't want them to start bleeding.
Right. It's trouble. It's just all trouble all the way around.
I don't know.
God, your reaction this morning was horrifying.
Well, I could tell that you had been picking at him.
That's a little graphic.
I could tell. I can make those.
That's a little graphic.
I don't know what to tell you.
All right,
I think you should just exfoliate.
Okay, aging gracefully. I'm in a world of hurt because I got to go to Vegas on Monday.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of time to see a dermatologist. I got a left leg that's aching. I got a lot of issues right now.
Ron asks, what the hell am I listening to? Ron, that was aging gracefully. Right. Brought to you by our friends at Tread Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires just south of Cortland on Highway 77. Visit TreadCentralTirePros.com today.
Let's talk sports.
We did get asked. I also got asked who my barber is.
Yeah, who is
he? I'll go ahead and shout him out. His name is Mike Lott. He works at Lott. He owns lots of fades.
Okay. Where's that at?
South Point.
South.
I found out a couple months ago, months ago, Dylan cuts his hair, gets his hair cut by him. Yep.
Oh, and Dylan.
That is one thing. So I saw Dylan at state basketball back in March. And Dylan Raiola. And I said, hey, by the way, I said, I'm pretty sure we have the same barber. And he's like, Mike? And I said, yeah. And that's how we got it.
That's how you and Dylan Raiola.
So I was in the chair yesterday, and Mike was like, yeah, by the way, I got to cut Dylan's hair on Monday. And
okay.
I was like, well, I'm not surprised. He's got a pretty big day on Tuesday.
Yep, that's right.
So there you have it. Anyway, hour number two of the show is coming up next. We got plenty of stuff to get to. Don't go anywhere.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.